USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering the House for mustering the votes to pass an extension of a coronavirus relief package.
At a time when many Americans are enduring significant economic challenges, this bill will help small businesses to keep millions of workers on the payroll.
Some of the money in the nearly $500 billion relief package provides loans to small businesses. Despite pressure from the mainstream media, Georgia is moving forward with plans to reopen the economy on Friday. Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan tells Fox News that officials are taking careful steps and that many business owners are eager to open, but in a safe way.
An overwhelming majority of these small businesses are not going to be able to open their doors right away. It's going to take time to spool up. It's going to take time to go find those servers. It's going to take time to find the labor to be able to clean and sterilize.
USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A conservative national Christian group is calling for all churches to resume in-person services by early May. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The Liberty Council wants services taking place before the National Day of Prayer, which is scheduled for March 7th. The group is urging churches to follow appropriate safety protocols, but Liberty Council founder Matt Staver says their reopened church Sunday proposal is in line with President Trump's national guidelines. Phase one of the president's plan does identify places of worship as being among the first to be able to reopen under certain conditions.
A Florida homeowner is telling friends the story of how NFL quarterback Tom Brady walked into his home. Brady was looking for the house of his new offensive coordinator, Byron Leftwich. He missed it by one, walking into the home of David Kramer. The Florida man was shocked, but did point Brady in the right direction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Wyoming Republican Governor Mark Gordon is thinking about reopening his state, even though he says technically Wyoming didn't shut down.
We're working very hard on putting together plans that will allow us to relax in a careful way, in a thoughtful way, in a safe way, getting people back to work, getting our barbershops and our beauty salons and so on back working.
The vice president is giving praise to those who follow social distancing guidelines. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
At the White House, Vice President Pence praised Americans for following the guidelines and helping to slow the curve of the coronavirus.
White House Coronavirus Task Force met today, and despite the fact that there have been more than 843,000 Americans who contracted the coronavirus, and we grieve the loss of more than 47,000 of our countrymen. According to Dr. Birx and her team, we continue to see encouraging signs, because the American people have been putting into practice the guidance that's been issued by the president and this task force, and they've been taking to heart the guidance of state and local officials. And Mr. President, as we learned today, we are continuing to see declines in all the major metro areas around the country that have been most impacted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.